Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
So I'm looking at my notes. Let me see what my notes are.
Did you find them?
There
they are.
In case you know what that was, that's called paper. We used to have paper. Everything's digital nowadays. That was not an iPhone. It wasn't an Android. It was paper with scribble on it. Do you know what I wrote right there? Can you know what I wrote?
Doubt it.
Doubt it?
Evil suspicion?
Oh, what are you talking about?
I don't know.
Why did you say that?
That's what it says.
Does it really say that?
I think. I interpreted it that way.
There's not a zoom button. I don't know how to look at it.
Yes, sir. You just got to go up and down. Well, I want to talk about, I guess since Pat brought it up, evil suspicion. Oh. And it's amazing. I want you to really think about this, because God has created you in his image and his likeness. So you can say, no, I'm not. But doesn't, you know, yes, he did. And God is a creator. And if he created you in his image and his likeness, and he's able to speak things into existence and call things, I mean, that's what we're able to do. I mean, look what men are able to do. Men are able to build industry and business and these different things that God, even evil men, can, you know, more. I think it seems at times that the people in the world understand how they're created more so than the church. The church sometimes is in defeatism versus, like, you know, we can do this thing. Let's go outside the door, the building and things, you know. But so we have this, we have the ability to begin to bring things to pass, good or bad. I mean, it's amazing when you talk to someone, the two people that are in the very same business, the very same type of house, same community, same everything, but you talk to one person who's having the very same existence as the other one. And one is a nervous wreck. They're biting their fingernails, their toenails, even the dog's nails. I mean, they are so nervous. They're terrified. It's their whole life is like, oh, what about this? And what about that? And what about this? And what about that? What about this? And you talk to the other guy and the lady or the man, and they're going like, you know, I was thinking about taking the dog on a walk today. You know, I was just abiding this morning, and God's just good. And you think, how could their lives be so different? I mean, we're talking about even two believers, two Christians. And it's like, how, if your life is that identical, I mean, you're both Americans, you're both Christians, you both have shelter over your head, you're able to pay your rent, or your mortgage, and you're able, you have a car. I mean, there's similarities. Your parent, I mean, how can you be so terrified and the other one be so calm? It's because of what you created in your own heart. It's what you believe. It's what you think. I mean, here you were with all that fear, with nothing to fear at all. With all that dread, with nothing to dread at all. You can create these things. So that particular person, say these are two ladies, for example, the one lady that was fearful, that's what she thought. I mean, she thought that, and it became real to her. Mm-hmm. I mean, her pulse goes up. She gets high blood pressure. All these things begin to happen in her life. And it's like, how could that be? Somebody says it's genetics. I said, no, she believed that's how it was going to be. And she believed that she's going to lose her job. And she believed that she was sick. And she believed that her marriage is going to fall apart. And she believed that it would never work. And the other one's like, you know, God's got this thing. Everything's okay. Mm-hmm. And so that's so important to understand. That's how we work. And so when you look at the enemy will start using folks, media, for example, to begin to feed into your eyes and into your ears something they want you to believe, because you need to buy into it. I mean, why in the world would they lay a half-naked woman across the car? What is a car and a woman? I mean, or a man, but just what does a person have to do with the car? Well, they're wanting to seduce the person, and at the same time they want to bring the car into their focus, is what they're wanting to do, what Steve told me. And so, you know, with that, that they understand that they have to get the buy-in, because you can create this through your belief. You can create this world. And if you start believing it, and for some reason you start saying, you know, I got to get that car. I'm no longer satisfied with the car I have. I got to get which one. I don't remember which car it was, but it's the one that the lady was talking about. And it's that all of a sudden they want to get you to kind of change your mind. Well, that's why it's so important to watch what you're thinking, because you can create stuff. You can create stuff. You can create, you're creating your own world, your own belief system. And one thing I think about false teachers, people that are teaching these false things, he talks about them in 1 Timothy chapter 3, I think he says, and he's talking about, he says, if anyone teaches other than what he's been teaching and does not agree with sound instruction of our Lord Jesus Christ and to godly teaching. I mean, how many people do not agree with sound instruction? Mm-hmm. I mean, this is amazing. Like, okay, let's look at 1, 2, 3. That's how it goes together. Nope, I don't think so.
Right.
You know, and right now today in America, we're sitting here talking to folks that they don't agree with sound instruction, sound doctrine. They're just like, they just don't. It's like, that means they're not a believer, by the way. So you know that. Mm-hmm. I mean, they don't believe. He says, does not agree with sound doctrine of our Lord Jesus Christ and to godly teachings. Teach. All you talk about is what God's word says. Like, it's because I myself am trying to line up with what God says. You know, I want to be a follower of Jesus Christ. And then he says, these folks, he says, they're conceited and they understand nothing. In other words, all they're thinking about is themselves, and you're having some intellectual conversation with somebody who don't care what you think because they don't understand anything. All they're thinking about is how is it going to affect them? Mm-hmm. And then he says, these people have unhealthy interests and controversies. They just cause arguments. Those folks are just like, everything's an argument. It's like, how did it become an argument? Because I'm trying to distract from the reality that I don't want anything to do with God. And that doesn't sound good to say that. Mm-hmm. And I've convinced myself and I created my own world that I truly have a relationship with Jesus Christ, even though I don't want anything to do with his teachings and I don't want to follow him.
Right.
So instead of all that, I'll just create some tension and some stress and some arguing. And he says they have an unhealthy interest in controversies and they quarrel about words. It's like, well, didn't you say, wasn't it, you know, John 3:17? It's like, what are you doing? It's like, it's 3:16. You know, you got to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. And then, so that these particular mindsets that they have result in envy and strife. Isn't that amazing? Malicious talk and evil suspicions. And constant friction between people with corrupt minds who have been robbed of the truth and who think godliness is a means to financial gain. How many people today, I mean, from our experiences, I know that, you know, it's sad to say, but, you know, very religious folks, you know, we've had some pretty interesting encounters. Yeah. Like, how come every time we're with you, it's a storm, but we're with the rest of the church, there's no storm. Isn't that amazing? It's like,
yeah.
Could it be that you have an unhealthy interest in controversies? That it's about, quote, my ministry, unquote? Right?
Oh, yeah. Right. Amazingly so.
Amazingly so. And it's like, is this about words? Is there a storm? It's like, what's going on? And then, so all of a sudden, these people, what they say, if you listen to all that, you know, they can change your world. All of a sudden, you start buying into this evil suspicion. And that's a very dangerous thing because you can create what you suspect. And that's what I want to talk about, is that you can begin to be suspicious about people. And you can be, I mean, look at the media and what's going on. And we try to be very careful not to create suspicion. Everything that we try to say on VFN TV and the Data Radio program, we try to source everything that we can. Mm-hmm. So that you can see where we got it from and you understand that we're reporting the truth as we know it based on the evidence that we see in regards to the scripture, because we just don't want to just talk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is where this came from.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, evil things do happen, but it doesn't need to be evil suspicions. And therefore you're saying something. So many people are saying something. We did have somebody say this once, and I think they were on our Facebook, and they said, you know, the Republican Party is God's party. And I was like shocked. I'm like, somebody actually thinks God has a party. I mean,
wow.
He does have a party. I guess it's him. It's his own party.
Right.
And God's not into politics. He's into his way. His mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you whose side God's on. He's on his own side. Mm-hmm. And we need to get on that side.
Right.
And I'm not saying anything negative or positive against, this is what was said, commented. And all of a sudden you start seeing people start throwing these evil suspicions out and people just buy into them. But you ask them the question, you know, where did you get this from? How do you know this to be true? And you start finding out that they've been talking about all this evil suspicion stuff. There's no foundation at all to what they're saying. But yet, if you ball into them, we're going to talk more about this after the break. Understand that your world will become that reality. You'll begin to believe these suspicions, and all of a sudden you're suspect of everybody. And I know some people right now, right this moment, that you got a call of God on your life, and you're right in what you're hearing, what God is saying about you, but you're listening to people with evil suspicions, people who call themselves of God. And they're all they do is talk about evil suspicions about men and women of God and all this gossip and all this kind of stuff. And you're buying into that and you're missing your call. Because these people have unhealthy interests in these type of things. We're supposed to be united in God, mm-hmm. not divided. And you see these different things going on. That's what's really happening. Now, I don't want you to be suspicious about what I'm talking about here. I mean, if you're thinking right now, I bet she's talking about me. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's evil suspicion. No, mm-hmm. we're talking about the Word of God, what He says in the Bible. And so we're created in the image and the likeness of God. So when you hear the words of Jesus, when He says in Mark 11:23, He says, truly, this is Jesus, the Son of God, truly I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself in the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes what he says will happen, it'll be done for him. He didn't say if you're a religious, if you read your Bible, if you're a Christian. Mm-hmm. He's talking about the power of the mm-hmm. spoken word. I mean, you cannot deny people who understand vision. When you look at Nimrod and the Tower of Babel, I mean, they had a common vision. They were walking together, and even God himself said, if we don't go there and stop this thing, they'll accomplish what they set out to do. That's how God's created us in that way. Which means that you as a believer can create good things. You can speak good things into existence. You can talk good about folks instead of bad about folks. You can don't entertain something that doesn't have evidence. And evidence is not another suspicious person agreeing with the one they just had coffee with or something, right?
Right.
And so evil suspicions, understand, this is the enemy is going to divide you from everybody you need to be united with in the body of Christ, including your husband and wife and children and your fellowship and other parts of the church. If you don't understand evil suspicions, the devil is going to sow continually weeds. He's going to sow continually. He's going to use those folks that are hanging around the wheat. Mm-hmm. You know, the weeds and the wheat grow together. He's going to use those mouths. They're going to say things, and you're going to have to say, I am not going to let you create a world in my heart, in my mind, about this person or that person or this or that, including the President of the United States. I mean, how many people, you don't even know him. You don't even know him. You have no evidence personally. All you've heard is somebody else say something. You haven't put any time into research what you're talking about. You haven't sourced what you're saying. And you've created this whole thing about evil suspicions. Mm-hmm. And you think about, I mean, and there's some terrible things going on. I know what's going on, but we actually researched it out. But when you research it all out, you start finding out it was President George Bush is the one that got Prime Minister Barack to be able to give the land up in Israel. It wasn't Barack Obama, President Barack right. Obama. It was George W. Bush, him and Condoleezza Rice had him mm-hmm. to sign the treaty to give the Gaza Strip over to the Palestinian people. And whatever. But the thing about it is we have to understand that we've got to be careful, because if we start saying these things, then people will believe them, or maybe you'll believe your own press. And you'll start creating this whole thing in your heart that's not even true about this particular person or, you know, whatever. I mean, it could be, but it's by accident that you got it. It's not by evidence. And how many people, I mean, even people that say that they have a gift of prophecy or discernment. And it's like, no, that's just being critical and fault-finding and what you've seen or read somewhere else. You didn't give that word. That's an Elijah list word. And so we have to be really careful because if somebody starts telling you that it's over, life is, you know, it's over, and all of a sudden you start thinking, okay, it's over. What does it mean, like, to be over? What's it going to be like? Oh, you know, I'm not going to do anything. I'm going to quit my job. And all of a sudden you start creating this whole reality of it being over. What happened was somebody gave you a suspicion. It's an evil one because it's not over until God says it's over.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And you got to get in the Word of God and find out, you know, what's really going on. And, you know, we're told very specifically that, you know, the judge is God, not us. It's not our job to judge each other. We need to check ourselves to see if we're in the faith, but we're not. And even in yourself, in regards to, you know, just trusting God with you. I mean, if he found you the first time, if you get lost, he could find you again. I mean, so many people were scared of making a mistake, you know, and it's just like, just move, begin to walk with God. It's a big story, and it's not about you. It's about God. And some of the arguments that come up today in the American religious experience of the church, it's like it doesn't even fit in the 95% of the world's population when they're just struggling to exist and not beheaded and stay alive. And so evil suspicion. So think about it. When you're listening to, be careful who you listen to in regards to media sources, because they understand that they have to message you and message you and message you till finally you start believing that global warming is a reality. Then you start believing global warming is a reality, which is an example. And next thing you start talking to people about, and then you try to go green, and next thing you know, your power company's going, hey, you know, we want to email you your bill instead of send it to you. You know, everybody's like, green, green, green. Just, what happened? It's like the message. If they understand, if you start believing that, then that's what you start doing. People believed that we would have a better America when the majority of Americans elected our current president. I think it was hope. And the reality is that he's a human being like everybody else. And it's for us. We have to believe that we're going to have a better country. We have to believe in the original intent of this nation. We have to believe in the Constitution. We have to believe that as a Judeo-Christian nation. And once we start believing that and get rid of all these evil suspicions, we realize that that it will begin to create that America again. But if somebody tells you America's bad, and then you start meditating on America's bad, and you start having these evil suspicions about America and its roots and its journey, you know, all of a sudden, then you start creating, it's like, we shouldn't even exist. You know, we're just terrible people. And you create that. And it's amazing how they're doing that. When you survey college campuses, because many of the college professors are creating a message, a narrative to get students to believe bipolar opposites about the founding fathers, the principles of God, and Christianity. I think Islam has a higher rating than Christianity's on college campuses. 70% of Christians who go to college campuses lose their faith, I believe, is what they said. And 50% who go to Christian colleges deny their faith by the time they get out.
Wow.
Why? Because they're messaging, they're creating, you know, did the founding fathers really have this in mind? Is this what they really wanted? I mean, were they really Christians? I mean, look at their mistakes and look at their evilness and look at look at ours. We all have mates. We've all sinned and fallen short. But the ultimate beginning of evil suspicions, which proves we cannot do this because it will lead us astray, is when Adam and Eve were in the garden and God, the perfect God, who just created them, their hair was still messed up from the wind of God blowing life into their bodies. Who were walking with God on a daily basis, strolling with God, who had the whole earth was given to them to take dominion over it. And God said, listen, it's very specific. I don't want you eating from this tree of knowledge of good and evil. That was it. That was it. Then all of a sudden, Lucifer shows up with evil suspicion. And he said to Eve, did God really say don't eat from this tree. Isn't it true? Isn't it true that he just doesn't want you to eat from it because he doesn't want you to be like him? And all of a sudden, with all this suspicion against God, bro.
Yeah.
This was made against God.
Mm-hmm.
And if you could sit all day long and listen to those dark mouths speak that evil suspicion against God, against this nation, against people that are leading our country and against Israel, and you let that feed into your spirit, you're going to have to contend with it the way Eve contended with it. And that was called the fall of man. Man fell because of evil suspicions. Everything was fine. You cannot entertain somebody telling you. There's a reason why Dinesh D'Souza got arrested and is in a halfway house in California because he told the truth about the lie spoken over America. It's like five lies spoken trying to discredit who we are. Is America really an exceptional country? Is America really good? Is it really founded on Judeo-Christian values? Understand it. Compare it to the rest of the world now. Compared to the rest of the world, America is amazingly good.
Right.
Other countries are trying to become like America. People are coming over our borders. Only in America can you become an American. You can't go to China and say, I'm a Chinese man. Right. No, you're an American in China. This is the only country that you can truly worship freely with the First Amendment, that you can all these rights of yours that's in the Constitution, that you can vote for the actual leader of the country or not vote for this, whatever. But if you sit back, even as a church, and begin to believe all these evil suspicions about each other, about your spouse, about your parents, how many kids today have been turned away from your own destiny because you have let the accuser speak evil suspicions in your ear? And now you eat from the forbidden tree. And now look, you can repent. You can say, you know what? I'm going to find out what's true. I'm going to find out. I'm going to get off my lazy chair. And I'm going to put effort and energy. Justin Bieber learned to play the guitar because of the internet. I'm going to learn history. Because it's available to me. The whole Library of Congress is available to me on the internet. Forget about playing guitar. I'm going to learn how to be a good American. I'm going to educate myself on the Constitution. I'm going to educate myself on the church. And I'm going to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. And this evil suspicion junk, all this whispering stuff about the tree of knowledge, and did God really say that you truly have to be a disciple to follow Jesus? What are you doing? Yes. 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 Understand that God's word is living, it's active, it's sharper than a double-edged sword. And this is what Paul says when Paul's writing Timothy about this very thing. He says very specifically, have nothing to do with them. It's time for you to tell a few people to get out of your ear. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.